The following shiur has been presented by Rav Moshe Zev Granik, member of the Beis Havad Dayanus Koilel, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
The Gemara here brings down a Mishnah in Chumas. The Mishnah says that a Yisrael, Shesachar Parah Mikayin, a Yisrael who rented a cow from a kohen. The cow belongs to the kohen, but Yisrael is renting it for whatever use he needs to use it for. So for the time that the Yisrael has the cow in his rishus, so it's the Yisrael's obligation to feed it. So says Mishnah says, Harezi achileno, it's mutter for the Yisrael to feed the cow kashine truma, kashine, which is the type of food which is generally considered Michael Behemoth, thing that people do not eat. So you're allowed to take kashinim, which are chayv and truma, the kashinim and truma, and feed it to this animal. But the other way around, kohen, shesachar parah Yisrael, if a kohen rented the cow that belongs to a Yisrael, afal pi shemizayin Yisrael lov, even though the kohen is obligated to feed the cow, the terms of the rental of the cow is that the kohen is under the obligation to provide the food for the cow to eat. Still, it's not allowed for the kohen to feed the cow kashinim of truma. Now, what is this halacha? The halacha is that truma belongs to the kohen. Only a kohen is allowed to eat truma. However, the Gemara over here, the entire Perek, is based on a pasuk that it says in Chumash, not only is a kohen allowed to eat truma, but a kohen is also allowed to eat truma to anyone who is king and kaspoy. Anything that the kohen owns, anything, any person that is considered as being in the domain of the kohen, and therefore the Gemara over here, the entire Perek, discusses that a Bas Yisrael that is married to a kohen, even though normally we say that only a kohen is allowed to eat truma and someone who is not a kohen is not allowed to eat truma. However, if a kohen is married to someone who is not a kohen, a kohen's wife is also allowed to eat truma. And the Rishonim say this is included in the pasuk of Kenyan Kaspoy, because when a man marries a woman, it requires a Kenyan, it requires a Kiddushin, which is a form of Kenyan. So therefore, they're included in this pasuk of a kinyan kaspoy, something that he's acquired with kesef, with money, and therefore a kohen's wife is allowed to eat truma. And so too, the Mishnah here says that a animal that belongs to a kohen is also allowed for them, the animals, to eat truma. So therefore, if the animal belongs to the kohen, then one is allowed to feed the animal truma. So when the animal belongs to the kohen, even though the Yisrael is the one that's actually feeding the food to the animal, but since it belongs to the kohen, that animal is allowed to eat truma. It's considered kinyan kaspoy. However, if the other way around, if the animal belongs to a Yisrael, even though a kohen is allowed to feed the animal, he's allowed to feed his animal truma. However, this is not his animal. This animal belongs to the Yisrael, and the animal of the Yisrael is not allowed to eat truma. It is not kinyan kaspoy, it does not belong. And since the Gemara says that the schiras ayidei, the fact that he rents the animal, is not considered that now it completely is in the domain of the kohen, it doesn't completely belong to him, it's only a rental, and schiras lekanya doesn't completely own, is not completely owned by the kohen, therefore the kohen is not allowed to feed it. Now, what do we see from this Gemara? We see that not only is a Yisrael not allowed to eat truma, which is a pasuk in the Torah that Yisrael is not allowed to eat truma. Truma is only eaten by the kohenim. It is not mutter for a Yisrael to have benefit from truma, because if this animal that belongs to a Yisrael would eat the truma, now the Torah says that the Yisrael is not allowed to eat truma. The Torah does not say that an animal of Yisrael is not allowed to eat truma. So what's wrong if the animal of Yisrael would eat truma? What I do wrong? So we can say that not only is Yisrael not allowed to eat truma, Yisrael is also not allowed to have benefit from truma. Just like we find, there's certain things in the Torah says not to eat, and the Torah says you're not allowed to have hanah. So we can say that truma, just like truma is something Yisrael is not allowed to eat, so too Yisrael is not allowed to have hanah from truma. However, Tosfos here says that that is not the case. The halacha is that a Yisrael is allowed to have benefit from truma. Truma is not osir b'hanah to Yisrael. Yisrael is allowed to have certain benefits. However, the condition to the benefit that Yisrael is allowed to have from truma is that it has to be a hanah that does not use up or destroy the truma. And the term that's used for this is hanah shel kilui, a hanah of kilui that destroys and uses up the truma. Since the halacha is that truma belongs to the kohen, and the truma is in the possession of the kohen and should be in the possession of the kohen, so a Yisrael can have benefit from the truma, but he is not the one who has the ownership to decide to completely use up or destroy this truma. So therefore, the kohen is the only one that can actually use up the truma through eating it, or through lighting it on fire, or for feeding it to his animal. Whereas a Yisrael is not allowed to feed it to his animal, because by feeding it to his animal, that will be hanah shel kilui. Even though generally, other hanahs, if he had something in truma that he wants to use in some way, to sit on it or something, he wouldn't be considered, it would not be osir. However, hanah shel kilui is something that is osir. Now, Tosfos says that this that we say, that hanah shel kilui is also for Yisrael, it's also for Yisrael to have benefit, this hanah from the truma that destroys it, that uses up the truma, Tosfos says this is an iser de'iraisa. That is, according to the Torah, you're not allowed, Yisrael is not allowed to destroy truma. And even if Yisrael destroys truma without having hanah, that's also also. So the Torah says that a person, that Yisrael, only a kohen, is the ownership, is the owner of the truma when it comes to this respect. Otherwise, the Yisrael is not allowed to destroy it. However, there are Rishonim that disagree with Tosfos. The Mishnah Melech in Hilchos Trumas, Perek Beis Halacha Yudalid, quotes the Rash in Trumas, and the Rash says that the Isser to destroy truma is only an Isser Midrabanan. And in fact, we actually find in Tosfos Yishonim in our Gemara, the Tosfos Yishonim in the Ois Aleph brings from Harav Rav Moshe. Rav Moshe says that all hanois of truma are mutter for Yisrael. That means Yisrael is allowed to have hanoi from truma even if this hanoi uses up the truma. However, the only exception is feeding it to his animal. And he brings a drasha where we find that feeding it to his animal is not allowed. And that's how he explains the Gemara. The Gemara says that a person is not allowed to feed it. Not only that, we see from this Gemara that even the kohen can't feed it to Yisrael. The kohen, who is usually considered the owner of the truma, is not allowed to feed his truma and destroy it by giving it to the animal of Yisrael and causing Yisrael to have hanah. And most likely, the pshat in the Gemara is that the Yisrael, since the Yisrael is having hanah through the fact that his animal is eating it, even though the kohen is allowed to destroy the truma, but the kohen is causing Yisrael to be over an avera, and you can't cause this, listen, either you're not allowed to cause Yisrael to be over an avera, so therefore the kohen is not allowed to feed the Yisrael's animal the truma, even though the kohen technically is the bailam and he's the owner and he's allowed to do whatever he wants to the truma. In any event, everyone agrees, and we see the pshat in this Mishnah is that it is osir for a Yisrael to have hanah from truma if through this hanah is being destroyed. And we can add, there's another Mishnah in Trumas in the last parak that says that when a kohen is having hanah shel kilui, when he's having hanah through destroying the truma, if he is already having hanah, then it is mutter for a Yisrael to have hanah. And the Mishnah's example is if we have shemen, if we have oil, olive oil of truma that's tamei, the halacha is you can't eat truma, even a kohen is not allowed to eat truma that's tamei. So we say, what should the kohen do with it? He should use it, put it in his lamp and light it, and he can use it as a source of light. So once the kohen lights it, puts a wick inside and lights it, then not only is the kohen allowed to have hanah and use that light for his own purposes, even Yisrael, who is also there at the same time, is also allowed to use that light, provided that the kohen is also having hanah. Or if the kohen gives permission, there's certain cases over there where the kohen can give permission to the Yisrael, and then there is no issur for the Yisrael to have hanah. Now, there's an important practical application that possibly could be taken out. Even though the halacha is that Bizman Azeh, even in Eretz Yisrael, we're only Mafresh Truma in Eretz Yisrael, and Truma most likely today in Eretz Yisrael is only Midrabono, so it's not as strict. However, there is a halacha, there is a case where this Isser of Hanoshal Kilui applies even in Chutzlar. And that halacha is that just like these halachas of Hanoshal Kilui that is not allowed to have for someone who is not a Kohen to have Hano from Truma when the Hano destroys it, it's also the same halacha applies to chal. No, just like a person has mechuyev to yimafresh the truma and give it to the kohen from his tefuah, from his grain. The halacha is when someone makes bread, he makes a dough out of flour, flour and water, becomes chayiv in chal. And there's a chiyuv min hatoyro to separate a certain amount of the dough and give it to the kohen. Now this chiyuv is min hatoyro in Eretz Yisrael. It's not a bais. Bizman Azeh, it's possible, it's also that it's min ha-Torah. Al Koponim, the Mishnah says in Chalo that the Chomer Goyzer midrabonon to take off Chalo even outside of Eretz Yisrael. Even in Chutz Laretz, they were Goyzer at Takonah derabonon to take off Chalo. And this applies anywhere in Chutz Laretz. All over, anywhere in Chutz Laretz, there is a Chiv midrabonon to separate the Chalo. However, since Bizman Hazeh Kainim are Tomei and the Kain cannot eat the Chala anyways, so the meaning became that instead of giving the Chala to the Kain, the Chala is Chutzlaretz, the meaning became that the Chala is separated and then the Chala is burned or otherwise disposed of, and then that's how we Mekain the mitzvah of Chala in Chutzlaretz, even though there are certain situations where Chala is Chutzlaretz is not so strict, and there are cases where somebody who has certain levels of tire is allowed to eat it, but generally speaking, the minig is that the challah in Chutz Laretz is not given to the kohen, instead it's burnt. Burned by the owner, the person who is mafreshed. So now the question becomes, somebody has challah in Chutz Laretz that he was mafresh, and this challah is tamei, and there is a mitzvah to burn it. While the person is burning it, is he allowed to have hana or not? Can he burn it in a way where he had hano? So the halacha is just like there's an iser of hano shel kilui, iser to have hano while the trum is being used up. So the same halacha applies to chalo. It's also to have hano from chalo when the chalo is being used up. However, that halacha is true min hatoyro or midrabon according to the Rashi and Tosfos Yeshanim in Eretz Yisrael. However, what is the halach of chalo and chutzlaretz? Chalo and chutzlaretz, with the whole takana of separating chalo is only midrabanan in the first place, would we say that it's not so strict, and therefore in chutzlaretz a person who is burning chalo would be allowed to have hano, or do we say that a person is not allowed to have hano even from chalo and chutzlaretz? And it's possible to have a very practical application in the times of before the invention of modern ovens, when somebody, in order to light the fire in the oven, a person would have to add firewood. If he took the challah and he threw it among the rest of the firewood, and now it caused the oven to get hot, so now the fire in the oven is burning partially from the wood that was placed in the oven and partially from the challah itself. So in this case, if he would cook something in that oven, he's having hanoch from the wood together with the challah, and the halacha would be, what would be the halacha? Now the halacha is, if somebody actually went ahead and cooked something and had hanoch from the challah, that does not make the food osir. The question is not whether the food is osir or not. The food is definitely mutter b'achilut. You don't have to give the food to a kohen. It doesn't have the status of challah. The question is it mutter l'chatchilut to do such a thing, or do you, when you have to burn the challah, do we need to burn it in a way if you do not have hanoch? So l'maisa, this halacha is machloikis apaiskim. The Shach in Yeridei Simin Shinchav Beis of Kotan Ches quotes the Maril. The Maril says that when somebody burns challah in Chutz Laretz, so he should make a separate fire. He shouldn't burn it together with the rest of the... He shouldn't put it directly in his oven with the other fires that he has burning, that he has an offram. He should burn it in its fire on its own. He should make a separate strefa for challah, because that way he'll remember not to have hanoch from the fire that's burning, because the halacha is that even challah Chutz Laretz, one is not allowed to have hanoch. That's what the Shach brings down. However, the Mogen Avraham also, in the name of the Maril, brings down that it's mutter. In fact, if you look at Maril inside, Maril himself is not so sure. He has teased to its tzadim. It seems that the Shach Paskin, like the Chumr of the Maril, and Magen Avraham, seems to Paskin like the Kula of the Maril. And he says that it's mutter. It's mutter to have Anov and Chalas Chutzlaretz. Now, besides the fact that Chalas Chutzlaretz is not as strict as Chalas Neretz Yisrael, he has a tziruf. There's another halacha, that the halacha is that under certain situations, Chal of Chutzlaretz is bottle beroiv, even though usually we find that Truma is not bottle beroiv, you need a lot more than roiv in order to be battle Truma. But Chal of Chutzlaretz, it's a shaila in Yaredei, in Shulchan Aruch, if we pass in that way, but Lamaisa, there's a sheet that holds that Chal of Chutzlaretz is bottle beroiv. So if you have a little bit of chal, and it's mostly wood, the others other firewood, so in that case, where it's anyways bottle beroiv, so you can rely on those sheetas, together with the fact that it's not a, that it's not a problem, and therefore the Magen Avraham says that the halacha would be that it would be mutter for somebody to burn chalas chutzlaretz and have hanof from that fire.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To sign up for the Halacha Center's weekly interactive e-journal, please email subscribe to info@thehalachacenter.org.